from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You were talking about the Jamie Dixon era and how they would hit their head on that ceiling. And you bring up Scotty Reynolds, and those teams were so good. And those teams were built to withstand the rigors of the Big East. I do think the way that Capel, these last two teams play, if you get those high-level talents that you were talking about in the last segment, Pat and Doran, the style, the guard play is more what you're looking for to advance in the tournament. Like, I think Pitt could have really advanced in the tournament last year had they made it. I think they could have been a Sweet 16 or better team. They could shoot the lights out. I think these teams, long way around what I'm saying here, is they are built for tournament basketball in a way where Jamie Dixon's teams, because they couldn't always make shots, weren't necessarily built.
I would agree. And it's not even a knock on Jamie, because he's evolved at TCU. I mean,
yes.
They're playing differently down there. There's not a bunch of fifth-year seniors on those teams. They're transfers and so on. But, yeah, I mean, the knockdown, drag-out, slobber-knocker-style basketball, defense, rebounding, and, you know, shoot with 5 seconds left on the shot clock, is that was the right formula to withstand a Big East schedule. And they had great players. I mean, LaVance Field, some of those guys were back last night, I think, playing pickup with the current team, playing a scrimmage against them. You ultimately get into the tournament, the dance, and it comes down to scoring and guard play. That's what Jeff Capel's going to build this thing around. That's what he's built it around the past couple years. So I agree with you. I don't think he could have said it any better.
And also the structure of the guard play, and whether it's the structure of being able to compete in the tournament, I think it really comes down to, like, if I'm a transfer or I'm a recruit, I see somebody like Bub Carrington, the guard play. I see like somebody like Jalen Lowe, who'll probably get a nice evaluation or already has got a nice evaluation for next year's draft. I mean, you know, there's the North Carolinas, there's the Dukes, there's the big time schools, but why can't Pitt be on that list of a top tier transfer school that I could go in 1 year if I'm a guard, I could shoot, I have freedom, and then I can go be a first round pick. Like, that's kind of where I come down. Like, that was the selling point. That moment, I'll probably never forget that, sitting there and listening. And I knew Bub Carrington was going to go in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever his name was called, that moment to me shifted Jeff Capel's tenure and future of the coach of Pitt basketball. Because now that is a landing spot, I think, for the landscape of college basketball and the landscape of sports, of can I get in and can I get out? And can we compete? And will I love playing where I'm going to go?
Mm-hmm.
That absolutely changed it. And that's kind of where I'm at with Jeff Capel. When he made that happen, it takes two to tango. I get that. Bub Carrington trusted Jeff Capel. Jeff Capel trusted Carrington. But now if I'm a transfer, if I'm a young kid, why wouldn't I want to go to Pitt?
Oh, that was the ultimate lose the battle, big time win the war.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you'd love to have him back. I mean, think about what he would do on this year's team. Look at what he's doing right now in the summer league. But you're right. Pitts was the story. And he's tearing it up. And people are going to go, oh, well, I can do that. I could go there. I can win. Now I won 46 games the last 2 years. I can go there, win. I can go there, get developed. And you brought it up, Pat. He wasn't one of these, you know, McDonald's All-American guys.
No, he wasn't a top 10 prospect. So, yeah, I think Doran hit the nail on the head. I mean, and it's not a meat churner program where it's like you're going to play a certain way and, you know, you got to sit for a year, which, you know, there's still programs trying to hang on to that, right? I mean, Clemson football's trying to hang on to it. I think Duke basketball to some degree is trying to hang on to that.
Kentucky did, and that's why Calipari had to
Kentucky
move on.
Kentucky had their formula. So I think you come to a place, it's probably a top three arena in the league and one of the better arenas in the country still to this day. It's a great student section. It's a great school. You're in a city, which is different. It's got all the components, to me, of being a basketball powerhouse. The biggest challenge, and this goes unsaid, and the people that are attributable to making this happen know who they are. The biggest thing is, you know, can you foot the bill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you pay the freight?
And it should be easier in basketball.
And that's happened. And that happened, you know, that investment, and it's not, listen, it's not the only reason that Pitt came. I mean, Jeff Capel, all the things we talked about, has done a terrific job. But if there weren't the resources available, both institutionally and otherwise, outside NIL, I'm not sure we're having this conversation the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like they went out and bought a bunch of Arizona transfers, mm-hmm, or Kentucky transfers. It was, but now you look at the level of transfer this year versus the years before. I mean, there's an evolution, and then now obviously in a year's time we're going to be in a different world with revenue sharing. But right now, you know, Pitt's collective Alliance 412 has stepped up,
mm-hmm,
and it stepped up and Jeff Capel's, you know, ridden that wave and taken it and run with it, and that's more than anything I think is powerful to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.